like to do is to get another sound level check. So if you could just reintroduce yourself to me, that would be great.
Hi, my name is Renee Salcedo, and I'm the director of the San Francisco Day Labor Program.
By the way, could you tell me a little more about the program, when it got started, and what you folks do exactly?
Yeah, sure. Our program has existed for the past 12 years, and our mission is to facilitate the empowerment of the day labor community here in San Francisco, and we do that by providing comprehensive services, including job referrals and job placements, as well as facilitating organizing so that the day laborers can set their own agenda and basically fight for their own interests.
Okay, well, maybe you could help paint a picture. What is life like as a day laborer in San Francisco?
Life as a day laborer in San Francisco is extremely challenging and difficult. These brave and inspiring men arrive to San Francisco typically from Mexico and Central America, and they come here out of a desperate necessity to find decent paying jobs because in their home countries they're not able to support themselves or their families anymore. So they come here and due to various reasons, including their immigration status, are forced to wait for employers to come by street corners to pick them up, to perform jobs ranging from construction to painting and moving. They encounter huge challenges at work because as temporary casual workers, they're among the most, employers think that they can exploit them. And so they're among the most exploited worker communities, underpaid or not paid at all, discriminated against, cheated out of various rights that they have, etc. Not only do they have challenges, do they face challenges as workers, but they face challenges as migrants. They come to San Francisco. San Francisco is one of the most expensive cities nowadays to live, and housing is not an option for most of them. So many of them are homeless. They're living on the street or in shelters. They face barriers accessing basic services like health care, and they face a lot of challenges. Despite all these challenges, however, the day laborers have an enormous amount of energy and courage and find time to be able to fight back. And they fight back against all these injustices, and our organization supports them in that effort.
Could you talk about when the problems began to develop with police harassment?
Police harassment of day laborers has basically existed historically over the years, but recently it started up again a few weeks ago, not so coincidentally, coinciding with the crackdown of immigrant workers in general by the INS. As people have heard, the INS is conducting more and more raids, including at the airports, against immigrant workers. So what happened here in San Francisco, while all that is happening, is that through the instructions by the new police captain, police officers started moving the day laborers off the street and ticketing them and the employers whenever the employers stopped to pick them up. Right now, we have such a hostile situation where police officers are constantly driving up and down the street corner on their motorcycles. Police vans are going corner to corner, and basically harassing the men and sending a very clear and loud message that they're not wanted there. So it's become a huge, huge problem, and the day laborers are definitely fighting back.
Now, you mentioned that even the employers are being ticketed. What kind of toll has that had on the ability of these workers to get hired?
It's had a huge toll. Based on my many conversations with them, they've explained to me that what's happening is that their steady employers are not coming by anymore. They're afraid to come by for fear of getting a ticket. There was one case where one of the cops stopped a car and ticketed the workers and the employer, and then the workers were trying to get back into the car thinking that they were still going to work, and the employer was so freaked out, he said, no, sorry, I don't want to hire you anymore. So it really has had a devastating impact. This morning, when I was conducting my outreach on Cesar Chavez Street, there was a huge police, it was larger than a van, it's like this portable or mobile police office, was standing in the middle of this one block where all the painters stand. And when I approached the police officer, I said, excuse me, why are you here, and why do you have the entire block basically prohibiting cars from parking here? And the workers explained to this police officer that by being there and blocking off the entire block for people to park basically inhibited and prohibited their regular employers from coming by and picking them up to work. So that's what the day laborers are facing right now, and it's gotten really bad.
Now, talk about what supporters of these workers are doing out there in San Francisco to try to improve their situation.
Well, what the day laborers are doing for themselves is they are basically responding to this level of police harassment. And what they've done so far, because the day laborers here in San Francisco, many of them are organized. They have weekly meetings, and they have organizing meetings, and they have campaigns. And so what they have come up with recently is they've already had a meeting with the local police captain, and about 20 day laborers met with him. They had a press conference in front of the main police station, in front of the office of the chief of police, as well as a march protesting the current police practices of trying to scare day laborers and their employers off the street. The march just happened the other day, so the next steps, I believe, are that a few of the workers are going to be meeting with the police chief to make their demands, and the campaign will continue until they have access to that street again. The day laborers are not hurting anyone. They're not doing anything wrong. They're simply standing on the sidewalk waiting for employers to come by to pick them up so that they can go to work.
And then finally, I read today that some supporters have been out there on Cesar Chavez Street keeping an eye on things, hoping that their presence might discourage the police from continuing this kind of behavior. Has that had any effect?
Yes, we believe that it has, and right now we're just trying to get more volunteers to help us out in joining these, we call them the Solidarity Brigades, and we typically get volunteers to go out. We have certain days and times designated, and people go out with a video camera, and usually what happens is that keeps the police from being as aggressive. But, you know, just this morning I was out there, my usual outreach day, and I was distributing food and talking to the workers, and this police van came right up behind me, and he told me that I couldn't double park anywhere and that I was being a nuisance, and he threatened to ticket me, and he basically followed me all the way down the street, making comments at me through the police intercom while he was in his van behind me. So they're cracking down on everyone, hopefully all the support that we get from the community will lead us to a fair and just result.
Okay, thanks, Renee. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, if anyone would like to contact us, the San Francisco Day Labor Program, our number is area code 415-252-5375.
Thanks again.
Thank you.